Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Dr. Paul Baller has returned from Japan and South Korea. Paul, how was the trip and how were your engagements?
It was great, David Sensei. It was wonderful. We had a great time. My son Ben and I both went to Waseda University in Tokyo. And had a chance to give a few talks and see good friends there. And then a chance to explore Tokyo. Sunday, we were at the Tokyo Dome watching the Tokyo Giants.
The Egg.
That's right. Get beat up. They were getting beat up on by the Yokohama Bay Stars. Watch and see what Japanese baseball's like.
Did you see any Otanis that we can get next year for the Twins?
they could use them. I was thinking about the great home run hitter of the 1960s and
70s. Sadarahu O.
Exactly. Osan, you know, the ghost of Osan there. I remember at the old Met, I think there was a home run derby involving Harmon Killebrew, Willie Mays, and Sadahara O.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing to see him hit. So it was really fun to see that.
Cow, what a talk about a trifecta.
Yeah, with great players.
Hey, Target, first quarter profit fell short.
Yeah, it looks like a couple of things. Profits fell short. They're coming in, hoping their earnings around at 139 a share. They're now 132. But also in the last quarter, revenues were down. Now Target's blaming that along with other retailers on a chilly spring. And you and I can attest to that with the pain in our backs from shoveling the snow at the end of April. But it also means a lot of different things. In a bigger picture, a lot of the retailers and consumer goods companies here, including some iconic brands like General Mills, have seen sluggish sales growth as well as difficulty in meeting earnings projections. And this is interesting because it's in a real booming economy. So we have to think a lot about what's going on at Target, specifically what are they doing with the stores and with the mix, as well as at places like General Mills.
Speaking of local companies, Polaris and Securian are in the news.
Yeah, they're in the news for the right kind of positive things for it. Both of them came into the Fortune 500. That's that list of prestigious 500 large, usually public companies that are kept up on by Fortune 500. And I think Securian and Polaris are both in at about $5, $6 billion in revenues. Public companies, they came in, they're at like 450 to 500, so at the bottom. But it's a positive development. One, it's a sign of legitimacy of the companies and their establishment. But it also, when you get on the Fortune 500 list, you get a little more analyst attention. And sometimes investment indices are more likely to pick up on you. So it's a little bit more in the way of investment interest. Good news for them.
Headquarters economy.
Yeah, my colleague Miles Schaefer, you know, our good friend at the Carlson School, is coming out with his book on that name. It's coming out in Oxford University Press later this year. And what Miles is trying to understand and analyze is just this thing. Why so many headquarters are here in Minneapolis and St. Paul and in Minnesota more generally? Securian and Polaris are great examples. This is a place that really punches above its weight in terms of corporate presence. And it's an interesting story, and Miles is writing about it. And I think it's a lot about how this environment is great for the kind of high-quality, high-resource, you know, executive talent. And that's why they stay here. They don't stay here for the weather, at least in April.
New York Stock Exchange has been run by men all these years. That has changed.
Isn't that something? 226 years, always run by men. Stacey Cunningham is taking over as the head of the New York Stock Exchange. And it's more than just a figure. To be president of the Stock Exchange in New York is really to be a representative of our financial markets. And she'll be on the road, David. The biggest growth in market listings is foreign companies, especially emerging economy companies. So Stacey Cunningham is going to have her hands full out marketing her market. That's a really exciting thing for her, and it's a real big break in the glass ceiling in finance.
Paul Avaller is a John and Bruce Mooney Chair in Law and Business at the University of Minnesota. Let me go back to your trip, though. Economically, I know I asked you about what you did over there, but economically, what's happening?
Well, you know, it's so interesting in Japan. You and I grew up with this as Japan is number one, overtaking the U.S., and they're still the third largest economy. But the last 25 years have seen sluggish 1% or flat growth, zero or negative. It's a lost generation of economic opportunity. So one of the things that I learned a lot is how business schools like Waseda are trying to adjust to that. It's all about inducing exports and sending companies abroad, especially to emerging economies. So an MBA at a place like Waseda today means not just learning finance and accounting. It means learning foreign languages, foreign politics, and foreign culture, something maybe at the Carlson School we could learn from as well as we learn about how to export more and engage in the world economy.
Was the weather good when you were over there?
Oh, fantastic. You know, it's before the rainy season, the hot, sticky season. It was like Minnesota right now, 80 degrees and dry. Great baseball weather. And like I say, it was fun to watch the Giants play there. Like, I'm looking forward to seeing the Twins play here now.
Yeah, I can't remember if the egg or the dome came first. It's the old chicken and the egg problem conundrum here, Paul. But I think the egg might have been based off the Metrodome.
I think it might have been as well. It looks a lot like it when you get at it. Mm. You know, baseball, whether it's the dome or elsewhere, they're just gaga about it. The Giants were founded in the 30s. You know, baseball is a part of Japanese culture as much as baseball is here in the United States. They don't sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, but it's always in the background for it. And there's so many great things about baseball.
Are they still doing cheers?
Oh, absolutely. And they've got a pep band that looks like a little small version of the Minnesota Orchestra. I mean, it's just really something to see, the kind of organization of enthusiasm for baseball and professional sports generally in Japan.
Do you think sumo wrestling continues to be the sport there?
It is a big sport for them. I didn't get a chance to go to sumo. The big tournament's on there, but I hope to get myself back there. You know, it's always been a part of Japanese culture. And it's not the kind of wrestling like all-star wrestling here. It's really something to see.
Yeah, that you and I grew up with and loved, by the way. Before you go, quickly, the Las Vegas casino contracts, it looks like they're getting close to a strike over there on May 31st.
It's a big deal. And you know what it's around, David, is robotics. Is we're finding ways to automate services. And so out in Vegas, which is so service-oriented, the real concern of the unions is what's going to happen with automation in areas, everything from gambling to food services for it. And that's serious business because that is one of the most highly organized industries around the United States. So watch out for that.
Dr. Voller, welcome back home.
It's a pleasure to be here, David Sensei.
This past Monday, well, actually a couple of Mondays ago now, more than 1,500 Carlson school students walked across the stage at Mariucci Arena, got their diplomas, and almost every one of them will be stepping into some great careers. I think that was a week ago Monday, Paul, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
And they've got that nice, unique combination of a world-class faculty over there, and it's just a great example of the guy I was talking to coming back from being asked to speak in South Korea and Japan. But their curriculum is hands-on. It's global. The engagement of this dynamic business community that Paul was just talking about, and that makes Carlson one of the best places for a young person to start or advance a career. These aren't just any jobs the students are going to. They're jobs they sought. When poets and quants asked business school alumni if their first jobs were in their desired companies and industries, more than 90% of Carlson School alumni responded that they were. That's a top five finish alongside Wharton and the University of Virginia. So you don't have to take just my word for it about this incredible job the Carlson School is doing to prepare the newest additions to our workforce. You can for yourself at carlsonschool.umn.edu. The Carlson School of Management, where business is a force for good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.